Esther has 10 trucking. We're up to, we're hitting the midway point. It's going to be a cliffhanger. Like any good Batman, you have to have the people wanting to come back for more. So, when we left, Tarek Gimel, Haman comes up with his plan, Tarek Zavid, Esther and Mordechai come up with a counter plan, a way to deal with this, and we have left off with everybody was fasting for 3 days, it was around Pesach time, and with that, Esther is going to go to Ahasuerus, and her life is in her hands, because in the event that Ahasuerus wasn't in the mood for company that day, she'll go the way of previous life. So, starting with the first parak, Vayhi bayom ha-shlishi v'tubash Esther malchus v'tamod v'chatzar beis ha-melech ha-peninus nochach beis ha-melech v'nach yoshiva kisei malchus v'beis ha-malchus nochach pesach ha-bayi. So, we have a little bit of the lay of the land here. The throne room is where the king sits, and the king, again, that throne room is facing through the doorway the inner sanctum, shall we say. Right, so he's sitting on the throne, right across from the door, and on the other door there's sort of a lobby, I guess, of some sort, and that's where Esther walks in. It's interesting, if you look at the book that I usually bring in, but didn't today because I returned it to the people who borrowed it from, but I do have a copy at home. No. If you look at the palace of Ahasuerus that they dug up, things are actually set up this way. That the throne room is facing this area. So here it is on the third day. What's the third day of what? The fifth. It's probably the third day of the fifth. You would imagine that would be the initial reaction to that. It was the third day of the fifth, and the fifth in 3 days, and Esther is all gussied up, looking her finest, and she's now going to appear before Ahasuerus, knowing that Ahasuerus is going to be decided this point, she lives or dies. Taking a quick look at the Targum Yonis, and interesting, the Targum Yonis follows the opinion of Leah Mailer, which says, Mahavi Biyusat Kisaw the Pifla, and it was the third day of Pesach. So that is not necessarily the third day of the fifth. Right? We discussed last time what were the days of the fifth. Was it Yudimel, Yudala, Teslav, or Yudala, Teslav, Teslayim? Was it Erev Pesach and the first 2 days, or the day before Erev Pesach and the day? So according to this, this is after the 3 days of the fifth. According to our initial reading, this would be on the third day of the fifth, whatever day that might have been. Interesting, the Gemara comments, so what is she wearing? She's wearing Big Day Malchus. Well, she's the queen. What else does she wear if not the royal vestment? Right? That seems to be obvious. The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. After the shiv, so the Gemara says that there were seven prophetesses, female prophets, however you say that in the right way. And one of the seven was Esther. So, So how do we know that she was a prophet? What prophecy do we see from her? So the Gemara says as follows: the Ksiv, Vayhi bayom ha-shlishi v'tubash Esther Malchus. Big day Malchus. Everybody has to say if she's wearing royal vestments. Well, that's what she wore. She's the queen. Ela shelavshu ruach hakodesh. At this point, she got herself ruach hakodesh, the Holy Spirit. She became a navi at this point. Ksiv ha'kavat talbesh. Ksiv ha'kav ruach lavshu tamosai. That this word of Talbish is an indication of becoming a Navi. The Maris Chayas has an interesting piece which I wasn't able to find inside today, but I saw it quoted, where he says as follows. The fact that that's an odd choice of the Gemara, because we know that in order for one of the books to be canonized, they say, yeah, the Torah was given by God to Moshe. Right? There are, however, 24 books of Tanakh. So how did the other 19 get in? What does it take to get your book into Tanakh? We decided that Yechezkel, yes, Yeshaya, yes, Susanna, no. So it has to be written through prophecy. Who wrote the book of Esther? Right. So So clearly, if it was canonized, as we would say, so clearly she was a prophet, or else it could have never gotten there. Right? So rather, if they wanted to prove that she was a prophet, they should have just quoted the prophet who said she wrote the book. That's a good question. I couldn't find the place. I know that the answer is. Good question. Okay, so that's her. And what does she do? About Tola Bechata Beit HaMalkanim. She's waiting right outside there in the inner lobby, shall we say. So, very strange Gemara. It says, Keshe Yila Beit HaKlom in Sakeh Menashrina. If she's walking from her quarters to the king's throne room, right, and she's walking through the palace to get there, and she passes one room, she passes the far, she passes the base house, base house Slavin. What's the Salem? A cross. Doesn't necessarily have a cross here, but it's an idol. Right? Salem Elohim, right, is what we're talking about. So she had to walk past the icons, correct? And then the Salkahim and the Shrina. As she passed there, God was with her. It ended. She lost her Ruach HaKodesh at that point. Kaylee, Lama Zavtani. God, where you go? Shema Tadon, I'll show you Shemezi Balon of Karasa. You left me because I'm going to do an Avera? Not my fault. So that's how Rashi, I'll own this Apple Pisha, I need Bar, I love me, if I own it too. Yeah, I'm going to Achashverosh, etc. And he's not Jewish, and we're going to live together. I get that, but this isn't for me, you know. So it's interesting because remember last week we spoke about the idea of could she remain married to Mordechai after this? So Rashi seems to indicate that she was an onus. It really wasn't her fault. So, okay, so there it is. So she goes and she walks up there and she's standing right outside. What happens? And he sees her out there, and what does he do right away? Hands out the scepter, which is the sign that, right, you're not going to be good news, you're not going to be killed. If you read this prophet, you would say, was he happy to see you? Yeah, very much so. I think that, in fact, she locked out, he had a very positive reaction. Small side note, again, they point out in the important book, in the Persian Empire, that every single engravement of King Ahasuerus is always sitting on his throne. Every single day, he always has a scepter in his hand. But every in that case, bringing out examples of it, always sitting there holding his scepter. So the reading that when you read the similar thing is that he walked in and he was happy to see her. Not that we are aware of, only Haman as far as we know. Look at the Medrash. The Medrash has a very different story here. Medrash number 5 says, "Tava b'chater ha'pinimus nocha ha'melech v'atama l'fona v'anach yoshev ha'kisei ma'chusel b'vush v'ham v'evi yikara." He's sitting there and he's wearing his golden vestments and he has a very expensive stone on it as well. But he's saying, "Vayar Esther, omedus l'mul panav." And he looks up and there's Esther standing there. V'atever v'chamos o'ma'od. He got very angry. Because she showed up uninvited. You're not supposed to do that. But he said, Esther, I say, never, I say, today I'm not up. He may aim up to each boar. They roll the table. And she looks at him and his eyes are burning. He's so angry. But Tagar Amalfi has kept up enough. And she knew this is not good news. And she thought the party was over, and she had some witness. She leans on the maiden nectar. So with that, God sees what's happening, and he has mercy on us. And really, poor Esther here. She's an orphan girl, maybe in her 70s. And she relied on him. And then everything turned around. By Yosef Yofia Yofia, the Hadar al Hadara, she became more beautiful and more gracious than she was. By Yaakov Hamelach to the Holy Kisa Vayar, Talasar Yechavka Vimashka Vayar, Yisra Zal al Tavara. Rabbi Gamliel gave her a big hug and a kiss. And he said, Vayomar HaMelech, after Malka, Roma Tachidi, Ki Adav Zot Asher Yisidrenu, Einema Mutavos Alecha, Asher HaTreel Shiduchay Rasi. What are you so concerned about? This idea that no one can come? That doesn't affect you. Sweetheart, you're my best friend. Why did you speak when you first came in here? Well, I realized because I thought you were going to kill me. I told my Esther, Adoni Amela Kasher Yisicha Nivola Nashi Mechadecha. My heart skips a beat because of your great honor.
What is the first
of
this? I mean, it says that you have to.
Right, so it's very interesting that there's some tradition out there that it's the exact opposite sort of what we think it is. And again, this isn't here to answer the question. It's a big tradition that's out there. Okay, so I'm glad that worked out. Vayomar HaMelech, Ma lo chesed hamalcha, ma lo chashoseich ad chatzi hamalchus yinasein lach. What can I do for you? Whatever you want. You want up to half of the kingdom, it'll be yours. So up to half the kingdom was 127, right? You got 63 countries. That seems to be the offer. The Gemara does not run it that way. The Gemara says, I'll agree to everything, but don't ask me to build the base of Mikdash. Wait a second. That's what the Yerushalayim says, number seven. Wait a second. Who's talking about the Beis Hamikdash? How long have you been married for now? Right. You've been married for a bunch of years, right? Has she ever asked for the Beis Hamikdash before? No. She never even let him that she has any interest in that. So how all of a sudden does he come out and say, sweetheart, whatever you want. You want a new car? You want a country or two? What can I get you? Whatever you want, except for the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, that would seem like, you know, Obama comes home and says, sweetheart, whatever you want, I'm just not changing my policy in the Slavic nations. Huh? Is this something that's been discussed previously? So the answer is, well, she has a question. Shnavir Gamki Mashkos Bukhbar, Achatia Machos, Vrod Ziva Achos, Vrod Zal Machos, Machos Ziva Zal Beisam Mikdash. The Yishma Hakshu says, I got a question. How can you tell me she didn't know she was Jewish? And then he says to her, you know, okay, but no Beis HaMikdash. The fact that he said that would indicate he knew that she cared about that. And the only reason she would care about it is because she was Jewish. So put that together, right? So how do you tell me he doesn't know she's Jewish? Like, she's going to say, surprise, I'm Jewish. What kind of surprise is that? We have no indication she's ever asked for it before. Why would he think that here she never cared about it before? Why does he think she just put her life in her hand for the cause of the Beis HaMikdash? Well, this whole story started with a party, and the party was in honor of the 70 years are up. If the 70 years are up, it's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And he's so excited, he throws a blowout bath to call for this. So why did he care about it so much, right? This is not the first time he raises the issue. My vikish is this. My Yisrael aims the Ebekita. So when they have a base of English, what does he care? He has a chesed v'achusa. This will be a end. Ramoch al kof chav zayim medinas. He was in charge of 127 nations. And if one of them rebuilds their base on Migdash, v'ashishrach, as they say in Persian. Why you have Malachim, Tachmash, all the kings under him? Then you have the Arudim. So again, so the Jews will also still be under him. And I have a Beis HaMikdash. Good for them. In fact, that is what happened. When Ezra goes back and he builds the Beis HaMikdash, are they independent? No, they're still in the Persian rule. So, who cares? Why did the Moshe Shushan the Beis Hashem? There was actually a note of Shushan in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Yoshi Yisrael Melech Rav Kaveh, he's a Shalei Bekipa. And Kovish Yisrael told him, Mansholah Hachid Bechef the Mishra Kisrael. Once you got everything, you could be a champ about it, right? You could be generous when it comes to that, right? So why was this so eating at him? Well, all yeshe shevet rush. You still have said, "Oh, you call kach makulo being abrius," right? You might as well be a nice guy because you got everything else already. In Cain, ich amar shachshes v'hamun mishul l'baal tel v'charis. So how can you tell me? We said earlier on, remember the story, what happens is Ahasuerus, Haman comes and I got an idea for you. What's the idea? I think we should go wipe out all the Jews. And you know, and for your brother, here's a boatload of silver. What does Ahasuerus say? But did he take the idea? Yeah. Right? So Mara says, he was as interested, so why was he so interested in getting rid of the Jews? What did Ahasuerus care about this? So here's the answer. In the event a non-Jew marries a Jewish woman, what's the status of the child? Jewish. Haman Achashverosh has this child with Esther. What's the status of the child? Okay. So, are they going to have a child? Yes. The child's going to be Jewish. Does Ahasuerus know that his child's going to be Jewish? Why not? He doesn't know she's Jewish, right? He didn't see that coming. In Cain, by Yavish, Shahaya ben Esther, Hayi Yisrael, Rach Hayi Mamzer. He had his issues in terms of Yichus, but he, in fact, was Jewish in that case. When Yichus Yisrael keeps that, Kol Holech Achar Ha'im. That in fact, they had the power in those days to see the future, to determine who the next king is going to be. And in fact, that's standard. So what's going on here? So Ahasuerus says, who's going to be the next king? So they don't know who's going to be. They don't know exactly, but they get a general idea. He said, next king's going to be a Jew? I thought my son was going to be the next king. So right away, what's he thinking? There's going to be a rebellion from the inside. The Jews are going to be back on top. And I'm going to be out the door. They're going to kill me. So therefore, as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, as long as there's nothing happening, he's safe. So 70 years of the Beis, nothing's happened. Hot diggity, dog diggity. Whatever you want, I'm cool with, because I'm living large. But you want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash? That I can't, because he never knew that the Jew that's going to take over is his son. So that's a very interesting approach. Why was it was bothering him?
So, did they divorce before she got married to him?
Originally, originally not. But at this point, yes.
I mean that's the reality.
Halachically, if a Jewish woman is married to a Jewish man, and she's unfaithful, and she has a child with a non-Jewish man, this will shock you, the child is not a mamzer.
Really?
Only if the paramour is Jewish.
And then, when did she have
Did
have a child or she did not have
one? Not at this point, the assumption is.
So that's the, I don't remember who said
to you that you saw it, but it was what you call in the Lord the fertile octogenarian. Remember that case?
I know.
This isn't a recommendation, but it's yours. So, okay. So she says, you know, I put my last name at a request. He says, whatever you want, but the Beis HaMikdash. So you discuss why that was on his mind. So what does she ask for? Strange request. But Tomer Esther, Emal HaMel, so Yavon HaMel, Vahoman Hayom, Elamitza Sherasishilo. How about you and Haman come over and we have a little party together? All right. Sounds interesting. Why Haman? Why did she invite Haman? What was she trying to accomplish here? So the Gemara discusses, has the Yavon HaMel of Haman Ela Mishnah. Tell me about it. My Rasa Esther is in it. Why did she invite Haman? Here you are, you're going to tell Haman, so why do you want him there? I don't want him there. So the Gemara has a slew of answers. She wanted him right there when he got it. She says, what did she say? If your enemy is starving, give him food. That Rameir Omer Kadesh Yito ate of the Yimrod. Because if he wasn't there at the time, Haman could have found out and killed Achashverosh. And then everything would have remained the way it was. So she wanted to keep him in eyesight. That this is the ultimate cover-up. Because if Haman thought that she was a friend and she was a supporter, he wouldn't try to stop her. This is a fascinating one. She wanted the Jews to be nervous. The Jews should be nervous. Because the Jews could have said, what am I davening for? The Queen's a Yid. Hayidina. That is, it's going to be technical. Right? What are we worried about? Why do we have to daven? She'll take care of it. She invites Haman with her. Okay, the Meshuggah's a Yid. That was a real problem. Right? She wanted the people to daven. That's why she did it. That's a very interesting idea. The author says she ate matzah rabba choleis. Wants to keep an eye on her. Yishim benasi amir la yagish amakav yasal adonais. All different answers. So, there's a long list. At the very end it says, actually Rav Bar Avuh Eliyahu. So Rav Bar Avuh is walking down the street and guess who he bumps into? Eliyahu HaNavi. How do you know? So what would you say if Eliyahu walking down the street? I'm like, Kiman Chagya Esher Va'av Da'afi. Who are you talking like? Why did she actually do it? Amalei kekuhu tanai vekekuhu amalei. She had it all in mind. Every single thing on the list, that's why she did it. Right? She figured out all the strategies and she figured, let's have him over. Okay. Vayom amel, maru if haman lasas esvar Esther. Vayom amel vahaman amishya asher asas esvar Esther. So right there and then they have a party. Interesting question is, we discussed earlier, well, what day was this? This is the third day. Third day of what? Right, according to the original thought that we said was the third day of the fast, right? There are two opinions that say it was the third day of Pesach, that being the Targum and Leah Mele. Those are the two opinions that we saw that hold that way. But according to the standard opinion, this was a day of fasting, so. Right? So according to that, she's buying time. Why? Because she needs the merit of the 3 days of fasting. It's not, we haven't had that yet. According to that, what some people say that's the reason she's holding off, she's buying a little time. If you tell her it's ready the third day of Pesach, that answer is not going to work. Okay, so he gets there, and they get him there, they get Haman there, and say, like, I know, that's the Mishnah Yayim. So, okay, let's try this again. What can I do for you? Whatever you want. Right? Clearly, you didn't put your life in your hands to have a coffee class with me and Haman. But that's not what's going on here. Right? Clearly, there's some special request that you have. I am willing to grant any request up to, but not quite including, half of the, I'm not going to give you over, according to the simple understanding, I'm not going to give you over control of the kingdom. You want a significant minority, I'll give that to you, but I'm not going to give you the whole thing. Or I'm not going to give you the base on English, according to the Gemara. So, what are you going to do? Vatan Esther Vatamar She'elosi Uvakashosi. Interesting, that's the end of the pasuk. Right? So here's what I want. Pause. Right, she's really building up the suspense here. Im Vatashi Chayn Ve'inei HaMelech. Im HaMelech Tov. If the king really likes me, and if he's really a good guy, and you really want to do what I want from you. Okay, so she's dragging this out. And he's on Shkokis. They send the king of Persia to be on Shkokis. So he's hanging on every word here. Come back tomorrow and I'll answer the question then. So, what was that about? What? Again, we're assuming they get it every day. So it's interesting, Ibn Ezra has an answer for that one. He says, Umacha Esther, Sha'oba Sheva Siva, Fi Dati Sheikha Esther, why is it the Dabri Yom Risha, the Mishta Hayayin Bavosha, Rosa Shim Osha Chidish Hashem Bavor Tanis Yisrael? She then at this point did not see any indication that their prayers were accepted. What's going to happen between the first day and the second day? Right, Noah didn't have a dream. He couldn't fall asleep. But he couldn't fall asleep, and because he couldn't fall asleep, so they bought him milk and cookies and they read him a bedtime story. Right? And next thing you know, Mordechai is being marched to the street. That's a pretty good sign that things are going our way. Nobody even knows what she was going. Another possibility is, as is indicated by the Sukkim, the longer she drives this out, the greater the suspense. And the more he wants to know, right, the more that he'd be willing to go along with it. Right? So one could argue, as is indicated by just the tenor of the Sukkim, right, that we're breaking at the middle of the Sukkim, that there's so many additional words here that this is just a ploy to build the suspense to make sure you get the yes out of it. So she said, that's what I want. I want to wait one more day. Right. Probably. Right, you have a real course, doesn't mean you know everything. You know what a course book wants to tell you. So Ahasuerus supposedly says, all right, you got it. See you tomorrow. Take those hot dogs I really like. Haman's living, he's on the top of the world, right? He's, according to Esther, he is ranked in the top two in the entire, right? Because it's only him and the king. And everything's going fine, and the son of a gun, he walks by the Shaul HaMelech, and who's there? It's that Mordechai again. The Machna Azay Meshuga, someone said. In Persian. Right? Farsi. And he says, and the guy doesn't get up for him. Interesting question. What was Mordechai doing there? Because what was Mordechai wearing at this point? Sock, very fair, right? And you're not allowed to go to the Shaul HaMelech wearing Sakh Ve'Efer. Right? So how is he back again? Did he at some point stop wearing it? Did he go back into his normal clothes? You never saw that. I probably will probably see the opposite later on. And what else? There's still a rule that you can't show up in the Shaul HaMelech dressed like that. You have to dress like a mensch. So how did he get there? So the Targum has a very interesting take on this. Look at the Targum in number 10. By Nofak Homan. The Los Malka, the Yomahu, and Haman walked out of him, the king, and said, Chadi Ubadach. Happy, and sound like giggling. The Badach Liba, he was just as happy as can be. The Karchaza Haman, Yas Mordechai. Then Haman is Mordechai. He accosted the Aston because Kamei Raisa, the Sanhedrin, the Avonahu Esther, and all the kids were learning Torah with him in the Sanhedrin that Esther made. Betra Amalka in the gate of the king, kam mi kadam andarte. He did not stand up for his idol that he was wearing. He wasn't even scared of him. What did Mordechai do? He stuck out his right foot to him. Somebody mentioned this last week. I don't remember who. He said that there is a medrash that at one point Haman was starving, and Mordechai gave him bread in order that he would survive. But he says, "For this, you are my slave." So what does he do as Haman walks by? Not only doesn't he stand up, not only does he show no respect whatsoever, but he in his face. Look at the Mar Mechamas, he said. So what was he doing there? He was teaching Torah. So the halacha is you can't just teach Torah. That requires some respect. You can't just show up in sackcloth. So that would explain why he was no longer wearing his sackcloth. Okay, so that's it. Haman's day was going so well, now it's totally ruined. He feels I always enjoyed this topic. What does it say? He gets home and he wrecks all the people he loves and his wife. Right? That is what it says. I didn't find any other Mepharshim who enjoyed it quite as much as I did. Vayisa Pilahem Haman is Kvoto Shrova Rosebanov. He says, "No, I got the greatest life in the world. I am rich. I have many sons. And I've been appointed in charge of all the ministers in this great country." Interesting. How many sons did he have? So we generally assume that it was 10. The Gemara says not assume that way. What? So it says, right, top of them home, number 12, we'll get back to number 11 shortly. As quote Oshrov and Robanov, the Kamarav and Av, how many did he have? Amarav, Shroshim. He had 30. So they killed 10. Right. Esther Mesu, 10 of them had died earlier. Esther Nitzim, 10 were hung up. Esther Mafia Psachim, 10 of them became poor. They were schnutters. Rabban Namri, Osam Shemazi Al Psachim Shivin Hari. No, he had 70 that were actually going around. Which means overall he had how many sons? 90, very good. SAT question. Remember, Abba Omer, Kuba Masayim Vishmonav. He had 208 sons. Shinema, the rogue Banov, the rogue Vigamachia, Mosan Vagan. But it says, the rogue Banov, the rogue indicates what? 200, Gamachi is 208. They said, no, it's not. It's 214. Rav Gamachi and Malton Rav Bishavim. That's not what it is. Rav Nachman, Ba'yisak, the Rav Kasir. So look, actually, he's missing the Rav. He only had 208. Okay, so here he is. He says, you know, I've been very successful in business and having sons and in my political career, and now this guy makes me crazy. It's a visual for lady. I'm not such a chassidisher, really, in general, for Quran on this, but sometimes I'll quote one. So there's Levi Yitzchak of Zarditchev, as a favorite called Kedusha for Levi. I actually own this paper, and he writes some very wonderful pieces. I read the book this way. If the word klipa is in it, or nitzotos, I skip. Anything that's outwardly Kabbalistic, chassidic, I skip it. So I skip like 90% of the book. The other 10% is pretty good. So, other people like the 90%. I'm not here to judge. So he says as follows. He says, what was going on here with Avon? So he says, this is crazy. Feed him, give him to drink, and feed him, said, try to make him a good guy. If you have a guy and you really don't like him, but try to turn him around. So Rabbi Lo Yagir Lasitri the Kedusha, and here if I go, I give him an opportunity to be a good guy. If he's a real bad guy, it will never happen. You're just making it worse for him. So you really want to get even with him? to come. Be a nice guy. Come to Yeshivas Ish Sameach. Right? Moses Midos. So that's what he's supposed to do. He says, interesting, this is a fascinating comment. Thereby, Yitzhaman Bayoma, who's Sameach for Tov Lev. This is he went that happy. What does that mean? Shehoya Besuas Esther, Shehoya Besuas the Kedusha. Esther is obviously was a holy person. And then say, his Sita also Mishitra Achla. That made him a little bit of a better person. The Havi Sita Kedusha, I mean, is that, well, how you go, Chiyas Chal, is that the Tov Lev? He wasn't, he didn't have the powers of evil anymore. By day there is some kind. You emit in Shach, Bahaman, we start to lead a total of the Zen Nachum. That's what did him in. Making him into a little bit of a better person, he couldn't handle it. And in fact, he goes on to say, ultimately, that what happened to his grandchildren? What? They end up ruining in B'nai Brak. They went off to Derech, they became Gerim, and they were in Kolal full time. They're checking the Zuzis. What happened? They're poor guys. So they have this idea that Haman, in fact, through this, he turned around a little bit. And they also point out that as much as he didn't want this to happen, because of him, it was a great Kiddush Hashem. The fact that God saved the Jewish people, this miracle was known, that was only because of Haman. Had he not tried to wipe them out, they could have never been saved. What a guy. An interesting thought. Well, yeah. And he says things, he's telling everyone how great things are. He says, listen to this, your days. Vayom ha-haman, afo hevia esher ha-malka im ha-melech ha-misha asher ato ki im osi. Vagam ha-malka ani karua im ha-melech. No one was advised of me, and guess what? I got the call back. I'm going tomorrow again, we're going to be hanging out with the queen. However, v'chol zein no shavali, v'chol eishan yirole as Mordechai Yehudi Yoshe d'shar ha-melech. But this all is worth nothing every time I see that Mordechai sitting there. It's all worth nothing. So, he has all these advisors. Who's going to speak up? His wife. Again, Isto and Chol Avav seem to be said in separate breaths. Yasu Eitz Kavoa Chamishim Amah. Ugaboker Mor HaMelech, Yisras Mordechai Alav, Uvo Im HaMelech El HaMishke Sameach, Vayita Vadov Rizmi Amon, Vayafait. So we've got an idea. Why don't you take 50 amma tall piece of wood? How big is that? At least 75 feet tall. String them up on it, and then you'll be happy. So interesting. So why is it 50? Why is that necessary? Wouldn't 10 feet do the trick just as well? We have millions of believe that Mordechai was 70 feet tall. What? So one possibility is that right that in order to exceed. It's interesting. The Medrash has this, and Tari knows it as well. What? Why hang them? Very good. The Medrash says, he said, the Jews have been saved from everything. Im Tassu, if you can throw them in jail, Tavai Yotze, 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 they tried that to Yosef, it didn't work. Im Tassu, Lola, Tol, Kiv, Shana, Eish, if you can throw them into an oven, Tavai Yotze, Chana, Mishal, Vizaria, they already survived the burning. Im Tassu, Lola, Bar, Tavai Yotze, Dani, Yotze, 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 you can throw them into a pit. Oh, Yotze, Eish, let's try this one. But why 50 amas? So there is a medrash on this, a well-known medrash that people talk about. And beyond the medrash, you also have an interesting answer, which I'm from the Persian Empire, say we have it. The Yalkut Shimoni says, and there are some other sources as well, also eight kavoa chamishim amah. V'haya haman chosen evakish koros for chamishim amah v'olmatsa. Haman said, okay, 50 amas, 50 amas. Remember, yes. Who sells boards that are 50 or 75 feet long? They do?
So again,
they can make this one. So a 50, you think about it. For a 50-yama piece of wood, you need a 50-yama tree. That's pretty big. And that's special order in Home Depot, I think. Right? That's worth the wait, I think. So can't find it. So it's Home Depot, it goes to Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators. Gornish McGornish, he's not getting anything. Oh, he's right. Ella, car shakes to the self base, so if he show you the no Parshandasa Hegmon to Cardulia. He took his son, Parshandasa. We'll get to know him a little later. He'll just be hanging around himself. And he said to him, you've got a position. Maybe you can score me one of these. Not on Nessa Echamite Vassal shall know of Shaita Arkel shall Nessa Hamishim Amma. Shasta Kais Vassal Zichlin Olam Shiadidoras Olam Shabab Mabu Olam. He took one of the boards from Noah's ark, which is 50 amas long. At Ararat in Turkey, of course. You didn't see the movie? What? So the question is, wait a second, come on. This is... What? He knows the right people. So it's interesting because the Rambam says about Midrashim that if you deny them, you're not Bikaris. If you believe them, you're an idiot. Pick your poison. So what does that mean? So what that means is as follows, that there is truth in all medrash, but if you think that it's literal, if you think it's literal, that's something wrong. So therefore, there's obviously an awful lot written on this, that, you know, what was it about Noah and the Teva that related to this? And, you know, the late Rosh Hashiva, Kamri Avner, the Golnach, used to speak about this, and he used to refer to the Teva as the base medrash of Chesed. Now, what was the problem with Haman? Right? Not Haman, Noah. No, compare Noah to Avram. Right? Avram was much greater than Noah. Why was he much greater? He was a tzaddik tamid. He was a perfect tzaddik. Well, you can't get much better than that, can you? The answer is, yeah, he was a perfect tzaddik. He was a tzaddik himself. Right? Meaning that he cared about himself. When the God says, I'm going to wipe out the entire world, he said, better start making a boat for myself. He didn't turn around like Avram. When Avram finds out they're going to wipe out Sodom, he doesn't say, well, I'm going to make a run for it. He argues. Noach never argues. Noach just kind of takes it. Because Noach was a great person, but he cared about himself. Therefore, what does he have to do? He has to spend a year in a very small zoo. And what does he do day and night? He feeds animals, he takes care of animals, right? He basically learns how to give. He learns how to give, he learns how to care. Right? So somehow or another, that was what Haman was missing, right? Haman cared about himself. He said, this guy insulted me, therefore I'm going to wipe out his entire nation. That seems to be the same problem. That means that he took a board. I mean, this is not literally, but more than allegorical, a parable that is being offered here. So again, in each one you have to figure out what it is and deal with it. Interestingly, just about done, they found in the palace of Ahasuerus was on a mound, as many... What? Right. Right, that's as most palaces I imagine were, where they would be able to overlook their subjects, etc. The assumption is that Haman lives where? He lives below. How big is this mound? Well, this is a 30-yama mound. So he said, what do you want to do? What's going to make you happy tomorrow? If you're sitting at this Suda, and you see him hanging there, that'll make your day. So that's why you needed 50 amas, right? Because it needed to go above the mound significantly to be able to be sitting on the king's patio enjoying the sight. So even though these are all interesting midrashic answers, it would seem that that would be a more of a pashat answer, that the reason that these 50 yamas is given the location of Haman's backyard and the location of the king's palace, that, and the goal being that he should be able to enjoy the meal, that's what was necessary. So things are looking really bad here. Things are looking bad for the Jews, they're looking bad for Mordechai, and we're going to have to wait probably around another 10 months to see what happens. It's a big problem, we'll have to deal with it. Okay.